How the fuck are we doing today, boys?
It makes what's an already bad situation worse.
High out of our minds.
Infinity War, Treyarch, whatever. Dog shit companies.
Roasted.
Yeah, we had a beautiful weekend here in Kentucky.
True!
Greener, DMR,
for. So, like,
finish your fucking battle passes and then steal your mother's credit card, of course, to buy the new one. Code Hardstuck. It's a joke.
Are they gonna finish the fucking construction on it?
It's gonna be fucking terrible.
It's impossible to challenge.
Don't go to downtown. Right. Simply stay away.
I have been following you all the way from Farmer Dan's land. The fucking village outside the stadium.
Fuck you if you like the Odin.
They're gonna be useless in quads.
Shout out to Tim, friend of the podcast.
All right, we're doing the intro, boys. Lock it in.
I'd never die to somebody with a riot shield nail gun.
Central New York, which is, of course, Canada.
I'm good at the video game. I love the street sweeper. What up?
If you like the Odin, you're dumb shit and you should unsubscribe from this podcast.
Yeah, I see, you said high skill, but even still, like.
It pisses me off, so it's a problem.
Join the fucking Discord. Night Division doesn't like us.
75 people left after the first zone closes.
Throwing this Logitech mouse through the window to my left. Moving on. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Hardstuck podcast. This is a weekly podcast where we discuss meta topics surrounding Warzone. My name is Boopsy and I am today joined by Mythic and Gohan as we discuss the current meta and some other issues surrounding the game Warzone. The main topic for today, well, we'll keep it a surprise. If you're reading the title, you already know, but it's, you know, you'll figure it out. How the fuck are we doing today, boys?
Great.
I was better about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so this is take two. We already did like 5 minutes of recording, but my audio was fucked up because Go XLR is the worst fucking piece of hardware I've ever owned in my life. Don't buy one. It's a scam. Just use a fucking headset mic.
I don't know who else is a scam.
We'll get into it.
Give length.
True, but we'll get into it.
Drop the diffuser, bro.
Just drop the fucking diffuser. Yeah. So, patch notes aren't a thing, but they will be out by the time this episode airs on your fucking on YouTube or whatever. The Season 4 Reloaded patch came out today, if you're listening to it tomorrow, which is the day it'll be out, but today, the day we're... Doesn't matter. There's a new gun coming. If you play zombies, there's a new zombies mode. Doesn't matter. This game's dog shit. Moving on. Gohan the C58. Look at that. We just speed ran that intro.
What?
Yo, speed run the podcast?
We should submit that to the Guinness Book of World Records. Oopsie, that was beautiful.
Thank you. I try my best.
All right. No, anyways, recently the C58 has been taking over in Warzone. You know, the FAR is still all over the place, of course. But C58, in my opinion, has made it to the top. And I wanted to talk about this because we were trying to remember what exactly we said about it on launch. And I remember having a conversation about how at least I thought that this wouldn't be relevant in Warzone. So I need to rescind that opinion, and it hits like a truck. It's an AMAX. It shoots a little bit slower and it does the job. I mean, you know, it's going to lose to a Farah sometimes, but if you hit your shots, you're probably going to win out in a lot of gunfights at range. Up close, it's useless, but you know, so are most guns when you put a 3X on them. So Mythic, what are you seeing lately on it? Anything?
Sally says, I mean, I base a lot of my shit off of Sally because he's like Rogue Nine almost. I feel like,
who the fuck is
like
Sally?
Shit. Sally the dog, or Sally is a dog? Is that what it is? Sally is a dog. What's his name? He's a TikToker.
Know, change it, but all right, go on.
I don't ever watch TikTok, dude. I don't know.
But it's his dog's name. But anyways. So Sally's like the Rogue Nine of Warzone and just has all these stats. And
wait,
is
so
like, this is the build
at Warzone.
Yeah, him and his dog together, they duo it. It's nuts, it's wild. Anyways, so he just has like all these stats and we'll like put out there like these like builds. And he said, like, right now, like the three ARs are the Farah, the C58, and I don't remember the third one.
Probably the Cold War AK.
I think that's what he said.
Yeah,
I
mean,
but he was talking about how this.
I was just gonna say, with that list, you pretty much have the Farah, which is high fire rate, easy control, hits okay.
No recoil.
Yeah. No, and the C58, which is slow fire rate, still easy to control, hits like a truck, and then you have the AK that's somewhere in the middle of those two with decent fire rate, hits like a truck, but kind of hard to control. So,
well,
Take your pick.
It's not hard to control, right?
I mean, you know, if you're on a controller, bro, that thing bounces like it's crazy.
Don't play on a controller. It's really that simple.
Yeah, I mean,
it does have an amount of horizontal and vertical recoil or whatever.
That's fake news.
There are people out there, these rats, you know, that just sit in corners with aim assist and they
bounces like an aim axe.
There's no such thing as recoil in Call of Duty.
Unless you're on a controller.
No.
Yeah. That's why that's the only reason it is, dude. That's the only reason why some guns just suck for controller players.
We're not going to get into it. Moving on past, yeah, that's not why we're here today.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why we're here today. But anyways, so I'm like, I think we talked about it, and I'm like 99.9% sure Gohan's wrong. Shocker, it wasn't Boopsy this time.
Can't be right all the
time. So yeah. So the MG82 is, I think Boopsy and I said when the MG82 gets fucking smacked like the DMR did, then it was going to be the best gun in the game. And I mean, look where it is. And then I think after that, we said after the Farah gets smacked.
Yeah.
And the Farah has been touched a little bit, but not enough to not be the best gun in the game. So
I liked where the game was more a few weeks ago. As far as weapons go, but I mean, at least they're coming back down to earth. You know, like there's not one gun that's just so broken that you have to run. You can do a few things right now.
So when you said a few weeks ago, you mean before season 4 came out? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was I agree. More like 2 months ago, but
yeah.
But at that point, you could literally run any gun in the game, and it was so much fun. You could do whatever you wanted on any given day, and you could hold your own. But now. Now you got to run meta of some sort, whether one of those three weapons or a sniper, and then you know an SMG. So,
all right. I understand like the C58 was like our main topic, and I don't know who did that, but can we get to the actual main topic? I'm excited.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm sure if any of you possess the app Twitter on your fucking cell phones, you've probably heard all about this. But there's some guy, some homeless fucking mouse, who goes on the internet. His name's Bad Boy Beeman or some stupid. Change your fucking name, by the way, and change everything about your life, first of all. But he goes on the internet and just pretends he knows more about the video game than other people. Now, I know nothing about Call of Duty, so I'm underqualified to be on this podcast, but I know enough to know that.
Hold up. Pause. Let me stop you there. So he doesn't pretend that he knows more about the video game. He pretends that he knows everything about every cheat ever, right? Because he's like, in one of his videos, he's like, yeah, I cheated in the past, so like I know how like the Cronus Pro works and like shit like that. So anyways, continue.
Once a cheater, always a cheater? Question mark.
Yeah, that's literally what I was just gonna say.
we'll get to it.
Go ahead and get to it.
No, keep going.
We are at the destination, dude. We
have arrived. Perfect.
You know, we'll let you go. We'll just pop in whenever need be. You know.
So where do I start? We'll start with the Tfue video of where all this fucking started, because then it just got worse from there. So there was these clips. So if you've never watched Tfue in your life, rewind. Let's talk about who the fuck Tfue is if you don't know. Tfue is an ex-Fortnite pro. Do we got that? Ex-Fortnite pro.
He was like,
a professional gamer.
He was pro in H1Z1 before that, but yeah.
And so he's a pro gamer, right? So he's good at video games, right? We got that part, right? Like, he's like...
He's been really good fucking at several games in the past. That's your point. He's always good at the game.
And so like he's been good in Fortnite, he's been good at H1Z1, and he's good at Warzone. And so you go watch Tfue, you're gonna watch him drop like some ridiculous high kill games, you're gonna watch him pop off, you're gonna watch him just like trash on kids. And if you don't know, PC players make fun of console kids 24/7. We always make a joke about aim assist all the fucking time. And so, you know, Tfue, who doesn't know how to talk sarcastically, totally whiffs on the dude and goes, oh, I don't have my aim assist on or something like that. Something along, what did you say, Gohan? What was his actual like wording?
He said, let me turn the aim assist on real quick or something like that. Like it was something, I don't know exactly.
No, that was the second part. It was something about his aim assist not working.
Oh yeah, he was like, why is my aim assist not working? That's literally what he said. That was it.
Yeah,
he missed a few shots. He's clearly using a mouse.
And so he's like, people like, so if you're intelligent, you're like, oh, like he was just making a joke. I mean, Tfue has dry sense of humor, but if you're a fucking bozo, like bad boy B-man bozo, he's like, oh, he's not trolling. No, this wasn't a joke. He's dead serious. Like, this guy's so fucking stupid. Like, he eats Bree's fucking Xbox 360, or he's probably a fucking PlayStation player. Let's be real. And he's bad at the video game. And, well, I mean, you've graduated, Gohan. He hasn't, right? You realized PC's way better than fucking PlayStation. And then, you know, graduated.
Yeah,
this guy's still fucking.
That was definitely not because of Call of Duty. It was for other purposes. But
well, I mean, yeah, but
now we're here guy, now. Though, so, you know.
Yeah, this guy still plays on a fucking console, and doesn't know what a mouse aiming looks like. And if you have any sort of snappy aim, you're automatically cheating. So right. Yeah, this guy's
especially
this
when guy's the clip to fucking record bozo. What 30 FPS.
Yeah. So we'll get to that one too. So long story short, the first clip I watched of this fucking B-man bozo guy was him saying, oh, Tfue openly had fucking aim assist. And I was like, all right, pal, shut up. And then, so his team, so next clip, Tfue's in a fight, or Tfue's team's in a fight, and he comes rolling up in a car. And he's like, oh, watch this, guys. Like, I'm turning on my aim assist. And then hops out, fries three dudes who are fucking oblivious that Tfue ran in right behind them. And Tfue had a bullfrog, hit like 7 headshots on all these guys. And then, like, snapped between them, like, flicked between the two downed guys. He's like, oh,
they were right beside each other.
Yeah.
Literally right beside each other.
Like, he used to, like, flicked between the two guys, because I was like, I mean, I personally watching, I was like, that was enough bullets to kill the guy. Apparently it wasn't. I don't know why. But, like, he thought he was dead, flicked to the next dude, was like, oh, you're not dead, flicked back, and then flicked again. And I was like, he also missed bullets in that clip. I want to point that out, too. So he's not cheating. Like, and I love how, like, when it, like, so there's other big content creators, too, that have played other games and have been good at other games that he's calling out, too. Like, Cloaksy. By the way, also was professional in Fortnite, and I don't know if he did anything pro player before that, but like, he's calling out Clocky. He's like, yeah, this guy's cheating. There's three dudes. He fries one dude, flicks up to him to fries that guy, flicks down and kills that guy, makes a triangle with his mouse. And then he was like, yeah, he's cheating. Like, hello? Like,
so the one thing I didn't know, I hadn't heard anything about this until Mythic started screaming in my ear about it last night. But I went at when I was laying in bed, I looked up Beeman's most recent video where he calls out like Z-Lanner, whoever the fuck that guy is, for
streams on Facebook, I think.
Cool. Change that immediately. Yeah. He called him out for,
like, he's like the biggest Call of Duty Facebook streamer. Like, he's actually,
what was he, have 7 viewers? Got it. So he called this dude out for having like ESP or something. And the clip he showed was like a 30-second clip where he lands back from the gulag, picks up his guns at where he just, I assume he died, won his gulag, came back, picked up his guns, and then fried the team who killed him. Now, immediately upon watching this 30-second clip, I was like, that makes sense that he knows where they are, because he just died to these guys. They can't have rotated that far. I mean, late game, you can get in and out of a gulag in literally like 20 seconds flat. Like, if there's no one else in there and you just go in and there's an opponent waiting and you kill them and then you come back, like, that 20 seconds have passed. They're still in the same spot. So immediately I was like, this is fucking sus. So I went to Z-Lanner's YouTube channel, and he had like an hour long explanation talking shit on this Beeman dude. And I watched like 5 minutes of it. I went to the timestamp where he explained what happened in the clip. So Zlanner showed the full clip, like 90 seconds worth or whatever. Basically, what happened was he died to this team, went to the gulag, shit on that guy because he's good at the game, came back down. As he was flying down, he could see where the three people were. He landed, got his shit, ran around a fence, and like jumping, like bunny hopping, fried all three of them. Like just shit on them all. And I was like, dude, like I could have told you that's what happened without even having watched the full clip. Like I knew that's exactly what happened. All the fucking bozo guy showed was like him literally like pulling his chute, landing, grabbing the gun, frying three people. But I already knew that's what happened. So I don't know, like the people who are watching this guy's videos who believe what he says are actually fucking dumb.
Well, that's like, no, like the reason I put this topic in here a few days ago was because literally on Twitter, this guy's like been, you know, I saw the tweets about Zlanner and Mutex. We'll get to in a second too. But I saw them, this guy's accusing them of cheating or whatever. So that's what got it started for me. And then reading the comments, and people were like, there's like a giant conspiracy theory of people thinking that all of these big streamers cheat. Like my favorite, you know, of course, we've talked about it before. I love Tim the Tapman. He was talking about it today. Somebody said, dude, Beeman made a comment in this video about you cheating. And he said, yeah, you're right, dude. He said, I make millions of dollars streaming, you know, every year. I'm going to risk that to get a couple kills in Warzone. Definitely. That is the plan. That's the way to do it, dude. You know, like, you got to cheat to get to the top, and then you're good. But
my favorite part about all of this is when, speaking about Tim, my favorite part about all of this is when Tim was like, oh, Aiden used, or so somebody said, oh, Aiden fried in, like, the World Series of Warzone, right? And he said, yeah, well, Aiden uses a Cronus. And I was like, and then he did the typical like Tim thing where he just like looks at the camera like right after and just like stares at him like it's a joke. Cuts the clip there and then like the insert like a laugh from a different part of the video. And he's like, oh, Tim put this in, but he knows like Aiden's actually using a Cronus. And I'm like, what? Yeah, hey. Aiden, the dude he's popped off in how many prior games before this? How many Call of Duties? Like, arguably the best Call of Duty player out there is fucking using a Coronas. Yep.
Also, was also a Fortnite pro, right? I mean, he was also the top of a Fortnite game. Pretty sure.
I think so.
I mean, like,
yeah,
all the people he's calling out are just good at video games. Like, they're just cracked. They do it all day, every day. They have insane awareness because it's all they do. Like, there's not, I don't know. We got more clips to talk about, though. If we they get better.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like, I don't, just the way he, like, accuses people. My favorite one is the Mutex one, honestly. That, like, I mean, that's where the tweet started. So, by the way, side note on all of this, go to the fucking Hardstock podcast, go to my Twitter, go to anybody's Twitter in this, like, group here, and go retweet my tweet, and also tell us your favorite part about the episode using hashtag #BadBoyBeemanBozo, and we'll shout you out on the next episode. So,
well,
I'm doing it.
I'm editing that out.
Nope, it's staying in.
I'm editing it out. So
let's get it going, dude. Let's get it going.
So we're not gonna fucking witch hunt the guy, right? We're gonna trend this hashtag. Don't go to his videos and fucking be a dickhead, right? Just trend this hashtag.
And we're going to act like this guy isn't the biggest witch hunter of all.
Me?
No. Bozo. No. Like, yeah. He's not literally witch hunting for a living. Like, he's not, like, that's not what he literally does. Mean, that's his 9-to-5 is witch hunting people who are better at video games.
We're not going to stoop to this level and have our audience just.
Yeah, all seven of you. Get his ass! Derpy, get him! Anyways. So, alright. So, Mutex so, also got called out. Now, this one I heard about, but I didn't know it was that Beeman guy. So, Mutex is a former Call of Duty pro, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was pro in World War II.
Okay.
And so, then other games after that, I think. I'm not sure though.
So from what I understand, Mutex was streaming and he showed his desktop because he uses display capture. And on his desktop, people could see that he had Cronus Pro installed. But the funny thing is people think that Cronus is just like a hack thing. But Cronus is just like a software that you can use to remap controllers for games that didn't like typically support controllers, so you could play them on PC. So like back in the day when COD 4 was a thing, way back, the pros used to play, or I don't know if it was the pros, but this definitely happened at like smaller tournaments, because I know someone who used to play in the smaller tournaments. I've heard them talk about this. So you had to use Cronus as like almost as an anti-cheat, so you could plug it to make sure that people weren't using modded controllers, basically. So Cronus would remap your scuff controller to default settings, basically. And so it was like their way of anti-cheat back in the day when they ran these tournaments. And that's why he had it installed on his computer, basically.
Yeah, because also, Cronus has what's called a tournament mode, right? Or Cronus, geez. The whatever it is.
A little lime with it? A little lime?
Yeah. The Corona. But anyways, so it has a tournament mode, which is basically like anti-cheat, right? And so it's like all the pros used it. He had it back in World War II for when he would go play at LAN events. Like, and he openly said, like, yeah, I have had a Cronus, and don't like use it anymore.
I also want to point out that if you saw the dude's desktop, it is the most cluttered thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It actually gave me anxiety looking at this screenshot on Twitter.
But that's what my point is. Like, it is absolutely 100% possible that he's looked at that screen every day, never paid attention to that.
You know why he doesn't use a mouse and keyboard to play the video game? Because he's so ill-adversed with a mouse and keyboard that he can't even figure out how to delete a file on his computer. He doesn't know how to delete desktop shortcuts. Everything he's ever installed on his computer exists on his desktop.
Yeah, like he
that's how much of a console kid he is.
Like literally in the like in his video, like when he was like show like going back to show that he doesn't have like saved things or whatever, it was just he just deleted the shortcut. Like he didn't delete
that was another reason thing. Like the freaking what's his face was freaking out. He was like he just got rid of the shortcut on the desktop, dude. Like
if you're good at Call of Duty, you're probably a fucking idiot. Sorry, Mythic, but I think it's true. Like if you have above a 2.5 KD, you're probably actually you're probably such a low IQ individual. You're probably so dumb, dude. You dropped out of high school and then got kicked out of community college. That's how shit you are at your life. Dude, holy fuck. All right,
first off, I didn't get kicked out of community college, all right? Let's relax.
You got kicked out of a state college.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
Anyways, moving on past.
This is the worst episode ever.
Said if you're good at the video game, you're a dumb shit. Sorry,
bro. I don't care if anybody else laughs. I'll laugh.
Oh man, Bootsy just
fucking got him.
He gave me a compliment and then insulted me right away.
That's the only way I do it. You know the fucking vibes, dude.
I didn't know whether to be happy or sad there. Anyways, so Bozo fucking was like, oh, you gotta have it plugged in for it to like load your saved files of your mods or whatever, and he like didn't have it plugged in, he doesn't have it anymore. And on top of this, Mutex before every stream shows his entire setup, what's on his desk, his wire to his cable. Like he goes in depth because he's been accused multiple times of cheating because he's so much better than other people at the video game.
He also, after this, started streaming with 5 cameras just to prove the guy wrong. Yeah. Literally had cameras set up all over his room.
This dude just bought his local Best Buy out of C720s and just started fucking going ham with them.
Bro, he literally had one on his hand holding his controller, one on each of his monitors, like one on his desk that showed all of his monitors, one behind his desk to show that there was like nothing going on anywhere else. Like, I mean, it's so stupid they have to go to those measures.
Did you guys see? I think Zlanner offered to fly him out.
Yeah,
fly. He's like
and his crew. Like he's like bring your camera crew. Like bring your friends. Like well, you fly out here. I'll pay for it. You come out here. You can check out the setup. You can go through the setup. You can play a game yourself. And then I'll immediately after won't change anything. Will drop a bomb right in front of you, and then you have to delete your channel. If I drop a bomb right in front of you, you have to delete your channel. That's the deal. And then, I mean, he hasn't fucking said anything about it because, you know, Bozo knows he's a fucking bozo, so.
Yeah, dude, all right, so here's the thing about this, and this is really the last thing I have to say about this. If you guys want to continue on, feel free. But the last thing I have to say about this is this guy is literally pandering to, like, the lowest, not only, like, the dumbest people in the community, but, like, just actually, like, bad players. So if you're, I'm not trying to shit on console players here, but like, if you play on a controller and you don't watch content creators who play mouse and keyboard and are good at the game, you literally don't understand how good it is possible to be at first person shooters. Like there are clips from Shroud playing on LAN in CSGO where he spray transfers like 4 people in a row in like less than a second. And that game actually has recoil. So like, that's a difficult thing to do. And he's just snapping back and forth between heads. Now he's on LAN, so there's no chance he's cheating. Dude, the skill gap on a mouse and keyboard for shooters, regardless of what shooter, anything that you can point and click on heads is so high on a mouse and keyboard that literally there are people who are infinitely better than you will ever be or could ever be on a controller. Like, it's not physically possible to move a controller that fast. 20 cents won't do it. So like, I understand that these players like that who play on a controller who haven't been exposed to that kind of a, like, that pedigree of actual gamer before can look at this dude's channel and be like, yeah, dude, all these fucking streamers are cheating and then I don't feel bad about having a 0.7 KD cause I'm dog shit. But like,
yeah,
dude, and this guy has to know. There's no way he doesn't know that he's a fucking idiot. He's just like, he thinks he's clever and he thinks he's going to get away with pandering to these fucking players who just don't understand any or don't know any better. And it's just embarrassing. Like, this kind of shit in a community is so toxic because if you start like ostracizing players who are good at the game, like, okay, so this is a problem I've had with Call of Duty in the past too, because there are really good players. Like this dude, he's on, there's a whole team called Team EXE, and there's like 20 of these guys who are just fucking nuts on mouse and keyboard who play Call of Duty. Most of them only play multiplayer though, but a lot of the members of this team get shadow banned, so that means they get put into lobbies against other suspected cheaters. So like, literally the game is taking the best of the best of the players on mouse and keyboard and literally shadow banning them and making them play against hackers. So it's such a toxic mentality to say like, oh, this guy's like, literally this guy's too good, we're gonna shadow ban him. And that is a direct result of not having a fucking anti-cheat. Because if you just had an anti-cheat, the cheaters would get banned and the good players would be proven to just be good players. Like, this all comes around. It's all Activision's fault in the end for just being a shit company and not caring about the actual health of their game as long as their profits stay high. I'm done with this topic. You guys can go on though.
So on top of like what you just said, like they just like controller players, just serious. Like if you've never watched a PC player play a video game, look it up. Like go look up Bolo, go look up like Pengu, go look up like any of like the Siege, Any of the Siege players, like that Bolo, shit's like insane.
Watch the clips of people accusing Bolo of cheating in Rainbow Six Siege. It's ungodly what he can do on a mouse. It's crazy. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And if you're just watching it, you think he's cheating 100%. But he's so good that, like, there's movement in Rainbow Six Siege. There's a certain kind of peek you can do that's called, like, the freaking Bolo peek. Like, people just do it all the time. And everybody uses it to peek corners now. They have since Bolo popped off. It just kind of goes on and on.
Literally go on Twitter and type in Team EXE. And just watch any clip they've posted ever, and you'll think all these guys are cheating. None of them are. They're all just infinitely better than you will ever be. Like, it's actually that simple. It's actually that simple.
People don't cheat. They're like these high end content creators aren't cheating. Like, they're just better at the video game, and like. It blows my mind that, like, this guy is just convinced that I mean, it's got to be, like, I want to convince myself it's all, like, satirical content, and he's got a fun, like, I want to convince myself he's, like, the Warzone Leafy is here. Like,
he's literally Warzone get flanked. He's actually Warzone get flanked. The level of content, the IQ level of those two individuals are on par, actually. Just the bottom of the barrel.
They'd be best friends. They got to do a fucking meetup.
They were scraping wood chips from the bottom of the barrel to scoop these guys up into the fucking community. Like, they're actually just terrible.
I mean, I literally wrote this. I mean, like, you know, he's getting his views, but, like, you can't just start dragging other people's names down. That's just not a way to make your name for yourself.
That's exactly what we're doing right now.
True. But we're not doing it to make a name for ourselves. We're doing it to call this guy out. So, and it, you know,
same I mean, thing. What this guy's doing is a fucking scumbag. What he's doing, or what we're doing, is fucking the Lord's work. Fuck this dude. Fuck Warzone get flanked. Fuck bad boy B-Man Bozo, dude. Hashtag B-Man Bozo on Twitter, by the way. Fucking use it. I want this shit trending in the next week.
It won't be.
It better be.
It was a grand total of 10 times. Again, that's us three and the 7 viewers.
I want when you search a bad boy Beeman on Twitter for this hashtag to be the second thing that pops up. Like, right below his name, bad boy Beeman Bozo.
But anyways, back to what I was saying. Like, you just don't want to make a name for yourself slamming other people. Like, sure, we're slamming this guy right now, but it's not in a toxic way to try and ruin his career. It's because his career is built on something. because he's building it on something that's just not right. Like, you just don't. I don't know. It's like all the crappy magazines that for years called out Britney Spears. Come to find out, she was being, like, held hostage in her own life, dude. It's the same thing.
Hashtag free Britney.
I don't know that's why already it's trending. I don't know why it's the thing that came to my head, but
because it was on the news all fucking day. So
I don't watch the news, dude.
I mean, it's on the radio. Like, if you're listening to the fucking radio, the trials are going on today. I mean, I fucking walked upstairs and heard it on the fucking TV. Wow. Yeah. Anyways, enough about Britney Spears. Back to bad boy fucking Bozo. So this Mutex clip. He goes to uninstall it, and bad boy fucking B-Man Bozo is like, hey, oh, look at this. He said he's had it for, like, this amount of time, and look what the install date is on. So if you don't know anything about controllers, and if you're on a fucking console, if you don't know anything about PC or Windows, and you're on a fucking console, you probably don't. When Windows does updates, it sometimes thinks it's fun to change your install dates on. So I've had Rainbow Six Siege on my PC since the day fucking one. And now my install date, quote unquote, according to my uninstall / change programs thing on Windows, it says I installed it like the 25th of January, I think, something like that. Along with the other half of my programs. Like, there must have been a Windows update that I did that day or something, right? that changed all my install dates. Like things that I've had since day one, like Discord, its install date has changed on my PC. And then if you look at this PC, it's up to date on Windows. And if you look, according to Bad Boy B-Man's logic, he installed this on this on 03/15 of 2021, along with everything else that he's had on this computer forever. And I think there's a 1060 is what Mutex said in there. So like the numbers don't line up. The 1060 didn't drop in 2021. Anyways.
Yeah. All right.
Like,
so,
I mean, I
can keep going. Long story short, if you are in the camp of people, which I suspect none of you who listen to this podcast are, because most of the controller players probably stopped listening episode one because I was screaming at them. But if you're in the camp that thinks that every big streamer is hacking, and with the exception of Nick Merckx, who of course uses a VPN, if you think that everything, that's a joke, by the way. If you think that every big streamer is hacking because of this Bad Boy Beeman's fucking videos, you're a fucking idiot. Educate yourself. That's basically the gist of the main topic today. And we came here to enlighten you all that it is in fact possible to be better than swag at Call of Duty. So figure it out, right? Read a fucking book is what I'm trying to tell you people. Just
and one last thing. Like, so the most convincing, like, clip that Bad Boy Beeman has fucking posted is the one of Tfue snapping between two dudes. And I just want you guys to know that this is on a live stream clip. And if you've never streamed your entire life, there's these things called dropped frames. And if you drop a frame and you're streaming at 60 FPS, and you're stealing somebody's clip in 30 FPS, and then slowing it down to 30 FPS stretched into, like, I mean, I guess, what is that, 15 FPS, because you're slowing it down by half, it's going to look like fucking shit. And so if there's a drop frame, you're going to miss the hand movement, you're going to miss the frames of him snapping, of it going across, like, he didn't fucking hit an aim key, like...
Also, let's not put our own personal watermark on other people's content, okay? Let's not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm showing you a Tfue clip. Let me fucking throw my three Bs across the fucking screen, call it my own. Fuck you.
Okay. We can move on.
Yeah, let's for sure move on. Put a fourth
B on there, because it stands for bozo.
All right. Mythic, simmer down. Take a deep breath. We have a listener question tonight.
This guy's stupid.
Yeah, well, he's a fucking rat. So, Steel Switch, Steel Switch, shocker. Thanks, Steel Switch, for the questions, by the way. Steel Switch asks, should there be a Warzone mode that does not allow loadout drops or perks, and all the weapons found while looting are just basic weapons with no attachments? How much harder would that be? Would snipers be way overpowered, or should sniper rifles be removed from this version of Warzone? And he said, also no buy stations or gulags. It's kind of like hardcore tactical realism version of Warzone.
So, like, let's break this down into four questions, right?
A little bit.
Well, so, okay, so the so first thing question, here...
Should there be a Warzone mode that does not allow loadout drops or perks, and all the weapons found while looting are just basic weapons with no attachments?
Yes.
It
should have been, so that should be Warzone.
That should be a mode. Got it.
That should just be Warzone, okay. Right? There shouldn't be loadout drops or perks or anything. It should just be a battle royale the way battle royales are played. That would be the preferred way to play a battle royale. Because it's a battle royale. How many more times can I insert battle royale into this question about a battle royale, I wonder?
Probably about how we complained about all the things about this battle royale last week and mentioned this exact idea of, you know, what if perks and loadouts weren't there?
Yeah, so yeah, in all seriousness... I don't
know if he listened to the last episode and then, like, put this question in to, like, spark more, like, thought on this, or if he, probably. Like, put this question in and then it was like, oh... But,
I mean, I definitely think it's at this point, you know, again, if the game was made like that originally, who knows where we'd be at right now. But It's not. So, sure, this should be a game mode. I think it should be a game mode that's put in the game because, I mean, you know, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, I wouldn't say no attachments or anything. I would say just do like they do for ground loot now, where some guns, like, as you know, you can pick up a green Milana or you can pick up like the legendary Milana with attachments and stuff. Like, then it would be just like every other battle royale ever where you get stuff by looting and you know,
Your gun gets better by the color is, right?
Or
I think,
or they could just put guns on the ground and put attachments on the ground. And you just pick up a gun, and then you pick up attachments.
And then you're playing PUBG. Which is a fine game too, but you're gonna, if you do that, then the Call of Duty audience is just not gonna care. They're like, this is too much work. I have to think about everything. You know, like
it's a hard menu to navigate.
Yeah,
I mean, so we're just back to the low IQ Call of Duty player topic.
You said it, not me.
Is that where we're at?
So I mean, I think this should like be implemented, even if it's like an LTM. Like, what's the worst thing it's gonna do? People hate it. Yeah, like,
just throw it in there one week instead of having, you know.
Yeah, like if
my back quads now or something. Like,
yeah, like so if you like throw that game mode in there and like maybe people love it and maybe you can like implement shit like that into the main game. And people are like, I wish Verdansk, you know, fucking regular, like, duo solos, or, geez, solo duos, trios, and quads was more like this version, this LTM. And then you could be like, hey, we'll put it in. We'll actually do what we should do and listen to our fucking audience. Yeah, which is going to happen. Also, it's going to happen in, what, August, right? Or September, when Battlefield comes out and what's the other game? There's another big game coming out.
Halo?
Yeah, Halo. So, I mean, they're going to have to. And if this game just continues to like not listen to their audience, they're going to kiss at least a quarter of them gone. Maybe even half. Also,
people love to make the argument of like, well, we don't want to split the player base or whatever. But, and you know, in a small niche game, like, you know, say we're talking about Siege, that's a problem. But in a game that's as big as Warzone, where they make millions a day, you're not splitting the player base enough. I mean, literally, they already have $8 million
a day in microtransactions. By the way,
I would love for them to split the player base. Put me against people who are aiming with their hands and not with a computer, right? And by computer, I mean a console.
Bro, actually, real quick side note, Boopsy, did you see that? Battlefield said that you're gonna be able to turn off crossplay on all like angles. Did you know that?
Hot.
I saw that earlier today on Twitter.
Cool.
Hot.
Yeah. Until then, I'll be playing Tarkov. So.
Yeah, but hot. You know, just like I said, sidebar.
Dude, I can't fucking wait for the new Battlefield to come out. Actually, it's gonna be so much better than.
You know, I've never been much of a Battlefield player, but I'm excited for this one for sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Can't wait to start a Battlefield podcast.
Well, we'll get into it.
Seven of you just follow us right over to Battlefield.
Well, we'll still be here. We'll just change the name of the podcast again, right? Okay. So, is there anything else? Is there anything else we have to mention here on the thing?
How much harder would the matches be? Do you think if that game mode were to exist, do you think it would be harder
for me or for players who can't control
the general public?
The recoil public. That apparently exists in the game that I've never witnessed
the general public.
I don't think it would be very popular with the Call of Duty community at all because I think most of what people like about this game is, like Gohan said, you don't really have to think. You drop down on any scav contract, you get $10,000, you get a loadout, and you hold L2. And fry people. That's what the community does. That's what they enjoy for some reason. Low recoil meta, like what we have with the Pharah and what we've had in the past, like the Kilo, kind of reinforced this whole thing. The harder you make the game, the more you increase the skill gap, the less people will enjoy the game, apparently, because you know, that's just the audience we've got here. And yeah, so it's unfortunate, but I don't think it would be very popular. I think if you want to play a game mode like this, you should install PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds on your computer, or if you have a console, don't buy it because it's terrible on console. It runs at 32 FPS or something. But yeah, if you have a PC, play PUBG. It's much better. There's recoil. There's no loadout drops, no perks, no helicopters, no aim assist.
There's an anti-cheat. Overpowered in this, do you think?
Snipers?
In this,
no.
In this game mode?
No, I don't think so, because snipers without, like, attachments on them are kind of booty cheeks.
Yeah, all the ground loot snipers ADS really slow. The only decent ground loot sniper is the Swiss, the one, the like, purple Swiss or whatever you can get.
I like the Tundra, the purple Tundra.
Yeah, but doesn't that thing have, doesn't have, like, that variable, like, 20-ton zoom or something on it?
No. No, that's, I think that's a Barrett.
I think I'm pretty sure. Oh no, it's the maybe it's a ZRG. Is that what it's called?
Oh, the ZRG by default has stupid fucking ADS.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think the snipers would be any less. They wouldn't be any more any less useful. I mean, if you want to snipe, you could snipe. That's what I think would happen. I don't think it'd be an issue anywhere.
And then.
I put it
no
in the
notes. No buyback stations or gulags. Do you think that's do you think that would be good for it too? I like the idea of no gulags.
I think the buyback stations would stay. I mean, because, you know, we talked about this before too. So, like, in other games, Boopsy was saying that I just thought of this. Boopsy was talking about how, like, you know, in Fortnite or Apex or whatever, you had to make a play to get the card to be able to revive, right? So, I mean,
it's a risk reward.
Yeah, it's risk reward, but, and, you know, some games you have all kinds of cash, so buying somebody back doesn't matter. But other games, you have to make a play to be able to get cash to be able to buy somebody back. Like, so it kind of bounces out, not quite the same. Still, again, I understand Boopsy's point on that before, but, you know, just, I think the buyback stations would have to stay. Just, I mean, do you why would you want to play quads and then with one of your friends die?
Okay, hear me out. I mean, hear me out. So at the end, he says, this would be like a tactical realism version of the game or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So in a tactical realistic game, there is no respawn mechanic, right? If you're playing a tactically realistic game. Also, on your point of like, a teammate dying and not being able to get him back. In games like PUBG, it's not really a problem because the player base, they base their play style around the fact that if you die, you're dead. So
people have to play differently for sure.
Yeah, you stick with your teammates. You make coordinated pushes together. And you play the game, you know, as it's intended to be played, as like a squad-based game mode. I think all gulags and buybacks do is incentivize dog shit gameplay. I've talked about this in the past. Because you have a free get out of jail free card, you're incentivized, like Mythic often does, to run into a building by yourself. And then, so it's a double-edged sword, right? So you run off on your own and you get one or two kills, and then you die and get thirsted. But you thirsted two other people. So they got thirsted, and you got thirsted, but everyone comes back because of the gulag and buybacks, right? But if none of that existed, Mythic wouldn't go off on his own and kill and thirst two people, and then Mythic wouldn't get killed and thirsted in retaliation, right? So it wouldn't be a problem if the people just played the fucking game like a battle royale. But they don't, because there's these dog shit mechanics in the game, because it's a dog shit game. So that's,
but, you know, I think for most people that do like this game, me being one of them, that's part of why the game is fun. Because, you know, I'm not saying that the other games aren't fun. You know, we played PUBG a few times. I have fun on PUBG. I'm terrible at it, but we still have fun on PUBG. And, you know, that is one way, you know, but like, if I die and you last till the end, then I'm just sitting there watching you. And like, Call of Duty has always been a game about die, respawn. Literally, it's all been respawn game modes up until Blackout and then now Warzone. So it's this kind of their thing. People play Call of Duty for that. They're not playing Call of Duty to be dying and then waiting for 30 minutes to play again. So, I mean, it's just...
Spawn, die, spawn, die.
In this game mode, sure, if it was hardcore tactical realism, people would just have to play differently. But then the more hardcore you make that, the less popular it'll be in a game like Call of Duty.
With a community like Call of Duties.
Yeah.
Specifically. I mean, yeah.
But that's what makes the game.
The community, so. Well, I completely agree with you. I think the community is founded around a dog shit game, though. Which is my... That's my main... So... Derpy, this game would be incredible. People would hate it. That's my answer.
Derpy. I mean, that was Steel Switch.
Oh, yeah. Steel Switch. Derpy's in chat. Derpy, moving on. Derpy has a question for us. It says, what are your... What?
I said, y'all.
Oh, okay. He said, what are you guys' opinions on the time during, like, mid-season 3 where there was no meta? Do you guys think that's better, or do you think Warzone needs a meta? This is a good question. We've kind of touched on it before, but it's a good question. We've never touched on the idea of the game, like, does it need a meta? I am of the opinion that every game needs... There will always be weapons that are better suited for better scenarios, right? So if you're at long range, like 500 meters, the only gun I would really want to take... to a gunfight like that would be like an HDR, right? Likewise, if I'm in someone's asshole, like 5 meters, all I want in my hands is a Cold War MP5. The problem is when there's a gun that is so dominant, like as dominant as those two guns are in those scenarios, in like multiple categories. That's when the meta becomes an issue. So, like, the Pharah meta right now that we have is toxic as fuck because it has a low time to kill at long range and no recoil, which means you can take a gunfight anywhere between 20 and 150 meters, and that's the most effective gun to use. So 95% of your engagements, you want a Pharah in your hands, which leads to really stale gameplay, and it gets just boring fast as fuck, in my opinion at least. What do you guys think?
No, I agree.
I literally said the same thing earlier.
Yeah, I said the same thing earlier. Back before season 4 started, this game was the most fun it had ever been. And it was because you could use any weapon you wanted. Literally any single gun in the game. Like, I was using Growl Steel, and Boopsy always gave me a hard time because I used the Growl. But it was just a laser beam. It was so much fun for me. And now I haven't been able to use the Growl in months because... It's useless. It can't hold up. In any situation, it can't hold up. It can't hold up in close range, medium range, long range. It can't. It just can't do it.
Side note, I died to a Growl the other night, and I was pissed about it.
I'd rather die to a Growl than a fucking Pharah.
Yeah, I can
see. At least the Growl got had to shoot you for longer.
At least people used iron sights on the Growl, so when the Growl was meta... Like, it had a drawback. Well, not really, but, like, you could put a VLK on it and it would have been fine, but people didn't, so, like, it wasn't great at, like, more than 50 meters. It was fine if you could aim, but, like, it wasn't as good as the Pharah is at that range.
I mean, even if you go, like I said, up to Season 4, where at the end of Season 3, pretty much every single person in the game was running an AMAX because it was the best gun to use. You could still, like, if you got into a fight with an AMAX and you were using, I don't know, what other gun was popular then besides the ones I used from MW? What was the Cold War guns at that time?
And the Cold War AK has been good. I don't know, the Cold War AK is like the only one I ever used.
Anyways, but even against the AMAX, you could take another gun up, take another fight, a fight with another gun, sheesh. And still have a chance of winning. And I mean, a good chance of winning. Not just like, oh, I might win. Like, you could, if you outplayed them, you could win. And that's, I've definitely seen people that say that this game needs a meta, but I think the meta is best whenever everything is viable. And it's not because...
I mean, like,
go ahead.
Like, exactly like what Boopsy said. Like, if there's like, so if somebody has this play style of like, I want to snipe, but I also like to rush into building. You can have a car and an SMG. And back in the end of season 3, it was perfect. Because that was okay. Like, you could run an LC-10. You could run a Bullfrog. You could, you know, you could run any SMG you really wanted to.
And now, like, you're going to lose to Farah if you have a car in your hands because you're going to show your sniper glint and then you're going to get beamed and fucking one-framed. Like the every time there's a dominant weapon, just think about how fucking shit the DMR-14 was and just implement the same thing because it's not different. Every time there's a meta, like the MG82 meta was fucking cancer. DMR-14 meta, cancer. The burst meta, fucking cancer. Like, is my point across yet? Like, if you're, I don't know. Like, metas are cancer. But if there's, like, guns that are good at these certain situations, that's, like, when the game is most ideal. So if, like, the Farah was really good at, like, close to medium range, it'd be awesome. If the SMGs could outgun a Farah when you're in their face, the game would be great. If you could snipe somebody who had a Farah in their hands, this game would be great. But you're going to get shot by them. You're going to flinch. You're going to miss your shot. And then you're going to proceed to get flashbanged and rushed by 20 row skins. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're all on the same page there. We're like we all agree, and I hopefully you guys do too. I know there are some people out there that think that having a meta is a good thing, or having a specific meta is a good thing. But hopefully you would agree too that
the game is fucking dumb shit, Nick Merckx.
When you can use,
give it a week, you know.
Yeah.
Just give it a week beforehand. All right. Is there anything else that anyone wants to say about Warzone this week before I go play fucking Tarkov?
Use hashtag bad boy B-man bozo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I gotta say.
All right. Gohan?
Nah, I'm good.
All righty then. There's my outro. All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the broadcast, and we will catch you guys next time. In the meantime, you can catch more from the Hardstuck Boys over at twitch.tv/hey_its_mythic, twitch.tv/itsbrohan, that's ITSBROHAAN, and twitch.tv/itsboopsy, ITSBOOPSY. I'm going to be playing Tarkov here in about 5 minutes on that very Twitch channel. Be sure to join the fucking Discord, find people to play with, ask podcast questions, stay up to date on any news regarding the podcast. The link will be in the description as always. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of the Hardstuck Podcast, and until next time, GG's.
We'll be seeing you.
Peace.